All right, Michael, what do you think? Who's getting more facelifts these days, men or women?
I would have to say women.
I would think so, but we would both be wrong.
Really? Well, let's check in now with Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, Dr. Paul Nassif.
Dr. Nassif, I saw a report recently about more men having facelifts. What do you think that's all about? You should know.
Yeah, absolutely. My facelift practice for males has increased over the last year and a half to 2 years. And what I attribute it to, with the downturn of the market, a lot of the more senior folks that are working have to work longer because their pension has been changed or they've lost it.
Uh-huh.
Or their savings, their IRAs. Everything has dropped significantly, even though things are coming back up a little bit. So they have to remain on the workforce. And since they have to remain on the workforce, they have to compete with, you know, younger, more refreshed, a lot of energy folks and other employees. But, you know, the interesting thing is, even though these gentlemen or females possibly have been working in the business a lot longer and have more experience. I just had someone I did a facelift on about 4 weeks ago. He's a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
and he's in his mid-60s. And that was, for example, the exact reason why he had to keep on working.
To compete with his younger coworkers?
His younger coworkers, absolutely.
Wow.
And I think that is the way. In addition, you know, depending on where you live, you know, I'm in Beverly Hills, and it's, you know, again, as every year goes by, it's becoming more and more accepted for patients, I mean, males, to have more plastic surgery, especially noses, you know, little chin liposuction, neck liposuction, chin implants,
right.
and their eyes.
Why shouldn't they? Women are.
Exactly.
That's right. Women are. Why not, men? You know what? He said a lot of, well, he didn't say, but in this report, more men are getting them also, not only to keep up in the workplace, but their wives get them, and the wives kind of pressure them. They're like, listen, I got it. Now, if we want to look kind of the same, you get one. So that...
She's saying, I don't want to hang out with the old geezer. You got to get in there and get your face lifted.
But I asked him what his most popular procedure is these days,
for
and
men?
He said, yeah, he said nose jobs for sure.
Whether
they're first time or reconstructive or whatever you call it.
I'm wondering if, you remember years ago, and probably still holds true, that women, when they take their shirts to the laundry, they're charged more than men. I wonder if they get charged more for plastic surgery than men do.
Mm. We can ask him.
Yeah.
You can call him up and ask him. I doubt it. Well, they might be more intricate, women's skin, because it is different than men's skin.
Yeah, I'm wondering how, you know, I'm trying to think of who is out there that is known to have facelifts.
Oh, come
that
on, Phyllis
look
Diller.
Right. That's a girl.
Joan Rivers.
I'm thinking non-girls, a man.
Hamilton?
George Hamilton?
I'm guessing. I don't know for a fact.
I don't know. Yeah, see, we don't know for a fact.
We don't know.
I wouldn't say that, so I don't know.
Well, anyway,
it's the
men.
Yes.
Men underwent more than 1.1 million cosmetic procedures, including both minimally invasive and surgical procedures, like full-on, you know,
ear moving. Why would you get a nose job way late in life?
Well, he didn't say that the age of who he's doing nose jobs on, but I don't know. Good question.
Would
well,
you
don't
do
your
it?
Ears?
Would you do it?
Not at this point, but who knows what I'll look like in 10 years. I can't be sure, Michael. I don't think I would because I don't care enough at this point, but I don't know.
I'd have to have some guarantees. Because, like,
because you could look worse after.
Yeah, you know, and like, well, and then there's that magic year where everything falls apart.
I know.
You know, and then it really shows.
Then it's too late. I don't care if it shows, if people know. It's just like, ooh, maybe I waited too late and it's just too far gone. I don't think I would, but you never say never.
Never say never, exactly. KFW.